Welcome to the Go Hard Chick podcast. This is your host, Crystal Holmes. And today I bring you episode 18. Now, Go Hard Chicks, episode 18 is a little different from what I normally do. I know you all are used to me bringing on these great professionals and experts and guests. But today, I'm just going to do a solo episode. Now, some of my regular listeners may have caught the fact that I didn't release an episode last week, and I apologize. I try to release an episode every 2 weeks, and I'm not going to make any excuses, but I will say the last 6 weeks have been quite busy for me. I have been studying for my health coach certification, and I'm proud to say that I completed that last week. Yay me. But trying to study and be back in school, work full time, and be a mommy has just been quite the challenge. I have not been in school since it's been over 20 years since I was last in school. So that was an adjustment, but I made it through. I made it through, and I'm committed now to getting back to this podcast and bringing on more great guests. But I wanted to pop on here today and share this with you. Back when I started my health and fitness and wellness journey, I had a blog. That was some years ago, but on my blog, I would blog about similar topics that we talk about on this podcast. But in addition to those topics, I would also just blog motivational words of encouragement here and there. And to my surprise, whenever I would blog something like that, something motivational, something encouraging, I would get tons of responses. So the universe kind of sat on my shoulder today and told me that I needed to do a similar thing today on this podcast, that I needed to share some words of encouragement or just motivation, positivity. So that's what I'm going to do today. And I wanted to share this story with you. Today, it's Sunday. I'm recording this on a Sunday, November 1st. And my daughter hasn't been able to go to church because church isn't open. But when church was open, she would regularly go to church with my mom before the pandemic. And that was their special bonding time. So the last many months, they have missed out on that time to bond. And my daughter's a typical kid. She likes these video games and different things, and she YouTube, and she spends a lot of time on these devices, probably more than she should, but we're not going to talk about that today. And her father told her to get off the computer and to call her grandmother. He said, call your grandmother so you could hear the word. And she came upstairs where I was, and she was pouting, and she said, he said I have to call grandmother and hear the word. So I kind of smile, and I said, well, call her. So she calls my mom, and she tells my mom, you know, that she was directed to give her a call so she could hear the word. And so my mom was quite pleased and happy. And she said, you know what? I was getting ready to read the word today. And I have my book right here. And do you want to listen? And of course, my daughter said yes. And my mom reads pretty much on a daily basis, the Our Daily Bread. I don't know if you guys have heard of that, but they send them in the mail. And I think they send them once a month. And it has, you know, different Bible scriptures and a passage that you can read on a daily basis. So today's message was Matthew 10:42, which reads, "And if you give even a cup of cold water to one of the least of my followers, you will surely be rewarded." Now, as my mom read this to my daughter had the conversation on speakerphone. So although I wasn't part of the conversation, I still received that message that my mom was trying to share with my daughter. And my mom went on to try to explain to my daughter that, you know, you should give up of your time. You should help others. And it doesn't have to be anything big. You don't have to spend a lot of money. You don't even have to spend a huge amount of time. And she shared with my daughter how she sometimes will help those that may need something to eat or just help preparing their meal. Maybe they don't have time because they're a caregiver. And she shared how she'll make a meal and take it over there to them. And that's a way that she helps others. And so I started to think about that message. And I thought, how does helping others, giving of ourselves, how does that affect our wellness and well-being? I mean, most people would agree that giving to others, I mean, it's a wonderful idea. I mean, it shows kindness, empathy, and support. But there's often more to that when we give. Small acts of kindness towards other people, or even larger acts such as volunteering and in your local community, they help us feel happier and they help us feel more satisfied in life. I mean, sometimes we think of wellness or well-being in terms of what we have, our home, our car, our job. You know, are we physically fit? But science shows that what we do and how we think and how we give has a far more meaningful impact on our mental health and well-being. Helping and supporting other people and working with others towards a shared goal has been shown to be good for our mental health. So Go Hard Chicks, I challenge you to go about your week this week and the next week and every week after that and see how you can help someone. And do it from a place of love. Do it from a place of wholeness. Do it from a place of service. Don't just do it because, you know, oh, it'll make me feel better or, oh, I'll get something in return. No, truly, truly, truly do it out of a place of goodness. And I wanted to share this as well. I read some additional scientific research that shows that a simple act of kindness directed towards another improves the functioning of the immune system and stimulates both the production of serotonin in the recipient of the kindness and the person extending the kindness. Even more amazing is that persons observing this act of kindness have similar beneficial results. That is amazing. That is amazing. And that quote came from Dr. Wayne Dyer. I can't take full credit of that, but that just think about it. One simple act of kindness not only helps you, it helps the recipient, and it helps those that may be observing it. So Go Hard Chicks, let's think of ways that we can give. Let's think of ways that we can share with folks this week. Even if it's something simple as maybe arrange a day out for you, yourself, and a relative that you haven't seen. Maybe offer to help a friend. I mean, I know we're social distancing, but maybe you can help a friend with a project or some kind of assignment. Maybe you have a unique skill and you can offer to use that skill to help someone. Maybe you sign up for a mentoring project. I mean, I just got an email from my college about mentoring. Maybe I need to sign up to be a mentor. Maybe you can volunteer. I just think that this is huge, and it's a tremendous way that we can move through life and improve our well-being and our wellness. So I challenge you this week and every week, Go Hard Chicks. Now, thank you for listening to this episode, Go Hard Chicks. And once again, please leave a rating and review. Doing so really helps me to bring on fabulous guests like the ones that we've had, these doctors and these therapists. And oh my goodness, we've had some great guests. And it helps me attract great listeners like you. I couldn't do it without you guys. And to be honest, this is one way that I give back, this podcast. I don't make any money from this. I do this truly from the goodness of my heart, with the hopes that even if it helps just one person, that just keeps me going. So please leave a rating and review. Please share the podcast with your friends. Maybe that'll be your act of kindness this week to give me a good rating and review. No, just kidding. Once again, Go Hard Chicks, thank you for listening. Take care.